Welcome to Latina Theory Hits Los Dells.
Right?
That's right.
Here we are in the small town of...
Waconan, I think. Wacona.
Just about 20 minutes from Los Dells.
What town is this?
This is Maria asking.
What? How do you say it? Waniwa.
Okay, it's Waniwa.
That's why we have to ask, because we don't want to misrepresent Waniwa, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Which is about 20 minutes away from...
I just let them know that.
Yep.
Mauston. Yep, which is where Los Dells is at.
Yep, Los Dells ground. We just survived our first day of the second annual Los Dells Festival.
That's right. And for folks who don't know, Maria, can you share a little bit about Los Dells?
Yeah, sure. Los Dells is the largest Midwest Latino music festival. It's one of the largest in the country, but it is the largest in the Midwest. And it's a two-day music festival with the hottest Latinx artist in the game, and the veterans too.
Like, I know, it's a whole range, y'all. Like, just to give you all a sample, yesterday Latina Theory was able to catch a bit of El Tri from Mexico, which I was very excited about because my parents and my primas love that that music. So that's like Mexican rock, like old school,
yes,
Mexican rock.
And then you hit, after El Tri, you can run to the other stage, yeah, and catch Zion and Lennox.
Right?
Zion and Lennox was like the classic old school reggaeton for those of you who aren't familiar. But if you aren't, where have you been? I was like a little girl, but specifically when we sing Yandel came on, they headlined.
They headlined last night, and it was an incredible experience. I definitely had my 16-year-old self in the audience.
Yes, you
last
did.
Last night, I was belting my heart out to every single song because they played all the hits, y'all. It was so fun.
Ariana's sipping her tea right now because it's real, okay? She literally lost her voice. Highlights, though. We're going to keep tuning in. We want you guys to keep tuning in, but we're going to keep you updated throughout the day. We're on day two. We just wanted to do a little recap of our experience because there's limited Wi-Fi services once you leave the media tent. And
very much so.
Limited services right here, and we're staying in this town outside because it's packed. Like, from 20 minutes to 30 minutes outside of Los Dells Festival, everything is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
There's thousands.
There are thousands and thousands and thousands of Latinx folks
at
this festival, y'all, in Wisconsin Dells.
Amazing. I'm happy to be back here for the second year, and I told Adi, like, you gotta make it this year. Last year was just amazing with Daddy Yankee and Nicky Jam headlining, and Maná. I mean, so...
I was so sad I missed that.
It's all good. You're here this year?
Yes.
Ariana, tell us, though, about the experience, because this was your first year.
Mm-hmm.
So I already knew,
mm-hmm,
and it was cool to just kind of visually see you in awe, but mm-hmm, what was your first like thoughts of when you entered those gates?
Well, number one, I was just like overwhelmed by the fact that everywhere I looked, there were brown folks in their festival gear. But also that meant that we had entire families here. So there's a bunch of kids at this festival and there was abuelitas, like, so it just felt so familiar.
Yeah.
So to know that I was going to a major festival and that when I looked around, I saw everything that just looks like me,
yep,
and my family set up was just so exciting. Like, just right off the bat.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
And then, y'all, it's like a tianguis in here. They're selling all the right Latinx gear. And then it's like State Fair food, but better times 10, because the Boricuas and the Mexicans are running it. Oh my God, y'all, the food is incredible.
We definitely ate times 10 yesterday.
It was elotes, carne asada.
Asada, tienen hasta jibarito sandwiches, arroz con gandules, pastelillos. I mean, yeah, why go anywhere else to eat outside the Dells if you can go into this festival and grub? I ran into so many people who were just like, I've spent so much money on food and I'm not even mad because it was bomb.
Yes, it's delicious.
The paleteros, you got La Michoacana out here, and also just independent, like, viejitos paleteros selling throughout.
Like,
so
that's the scene of the festival, along with major stages and incredible artists. It's so dope.
Yep, yep. We are going to fill you more into Latina Theory at Los Dells. Make sure you hashtag Latina Theory, hashtag Los Dells Fest, and at Los Dells Fest at Latina Theory. We're going to start getting on the road to head back there. Like we said, it's a 20-minute ride, and keep you posted on what's happening. I'm definitely going to go buy me some ridiculous gear today at the festival. I know my husband bought himself some Loteria t-shirts.
Yeah,
it's on, it's cracking, it's beautiful. Good. Today on the lineup is Bad Bunny, Banda MS.
We also have Monsieur Pierni.
And Victor Manuel.
All of it in Dulce on one day, y'all. We're going to have a blast and we can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yep, so stay with us. We can't even talk, man. We're still drinking the coffee and recovering with horse voices. From
that's
yesterday's.
Exactly what's happening, but we wanted to give y'all an update.
Indeed. Tune, you are listening to the Latina Theory.